Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 26th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers in Content. I want to thank our March patron, Aaron, once again, for being our March patron. If you want to join in on the fun ranks that are our patrons, go to patreon.com/thegamersin. You might even be listening to this right on the website or taking advantage of our exclusive patron audio RSS feed, where you get these delivered directly to your lovely podcast app. I almost said thingamajig, but app probably is the more correct term. Gamers in this week, it's kind of a busy week when it comes to games, and we're actually starting to get some news now, which is exciting. I really dig a good show with some strong headlines to discuss. We had a good chat about Stadia last week, but not to be outdone, Apple and PlayStation and maybe even Xbox are going to have some fun news topics this week. But as for what we're playing, I'm playing more Division 2. Probably touch on that just a wee bit. Haven't really done anything outside of what we talked about last week, but I can give an update if needed. But I will certainly talk more about Division 2 once I've had a chance to actually dive into the deep. I think we just unlocked the Dark Zone. Or we did the mission to unlock the Dark Zone. It's such a big world, that game, but the story is just so, like, what is going on? You know, like, you don't even really pay attention to it. Oh, bad guys? Okay, let's take care of this. I plan on actually checking out the conclusion to The Walking Dead, the final season. The fourth episode came out today. I'm actually going to boot it up. If I have time before Dungeons & Diapers, I might have time. What time is it? Yeah, I might have a little bit of time. But I'm certainly going to try to finish that for Thursday so I can talk about it. But if I don't get much time in Division 2 or The Walking Dead, I do have a bit of a ace in my back pocket. That's not a phrase, but whatever. I've been playing Pirate Outlaws on iOS, which is kind of like a Slay the Spires type game. And you purchase it. There are in-app purchases, but you don't need to worry about them. They're kind of just like boosters and stuff, like new characters. You can just kind of, you can earn it all through just playing the game. And yeah, it's a kind of a roguelike where you have a ship, your ship has health, you have cards, you reload your, so basically you're in the ship, you have 100 action points, and you move along like a choose your adventure type map where you can go to this island, but it's going to cost you 6 points. If you go to this island, it's going to cost you 8 points, but it's like a bigger battle, which would mean more rewards. And then when you're battling, you've got ammo, you've got your, you know, classic pirate revolver, and it's got three little ammo bullets in it, and those ammo bullets allow you to use cards, and the cards use varying degrees of ammo depending on how strong they are. And then there are like melee cards as well that allow you to do damage without having to worry about using ammo. So I've been really digging it, playing on iOS. It's on Android as well. Probably talk a bit about that if it's a slower large game week. As for news, Apple Arcade announced at the latest Apple event. We'll probably talk about that. It's kind of like Game Pass. Actually, it is Game Pass for iOS games. But the unique thing here is, similar to Xbox, they're actually offering Apple Arcade as across phones, tablets, Apple TV, and MacBook, which is kind of crazy, because if they can do it seamlessly, that's the issue with Game Pass, is they haven't been able to do it seamlessly. It's kind of hacked together on the Windows side, but it's really strong on the Xbox side. So, I mean, that would really make Game Pass a lot stronger if they really took it to the next level on PC. The other one was PlayStation started their Direct-style videos called State of Play, and I didn't watch it, but I did check out the announcements afterwards. The announcements, a lot of VR stuff. Nothing really groundbreaking, similar to what a Nintendo Direct would do. We'll touch on it. I think the idea that these companies that, you know, we all scoffed at the idea of Nintendo doing, videos instead of announcements? What's this? These are so cheesy. And now PlayStation and Xbox are doing it. PlayStation more with all news, with State of Play. But Xbox did a ID at Xbox Game Pass, which was an indie-focused video. I caught bits of it. It was super cringy. And Nintendo actually just did an indie showcase. And comparing the two, you can really see that the years of experience that Nintendo's put into developing these videos and training these spokespeople, it really shows. And I think Xbox, they must have someone on their team that could have delivered a a less cringy video, but it's nice to see them doing it. I think it's important we look at it like cost cutting and cost savings, and trade shows are just these big bulky things. And if you ever listen to podcasts where people actually go to these trade shows and cover the event, you know damn well they'd rather be at home watching it just like us. And I think there's nothing lost by doing a video. I look forward more to the Nintendo Directs than I do the PlayStation or Xbox announcements. Them being on a big stage, I think, requires them to add filler, as opposed to the Directs where the filler is just more games, as opposed to just, you know, business opportunities where people are coming on to talk about stuff. I mean, E3 will be a different landscape this year. No PlayStation. I'm sure there will be a PlayStation State of Play. I mean, they're not gonna allow Xbox and Nintendo to take over the news cycle. No chance. But it'll be different. Certainly be different. Moving over to Summoner's Call, we got more Game Club as we continue towards the conclusion of Shadow Dragon. We toyed with the idea of finishing it this week, but honestly, we're into a couple busy weeks and we want to give the ending its proper discussion. We did announce we'll be doing Fire Emblem Fates Conquest next, with the promise of a user-supported or a user-influenced choice after that. Probably Sacred Stones, people really campaigning for that. A new mythic hero will be in the game. Who will it be? I don't know. It should be announced probably in the next day or two. So look forward to that, and we'll discuss that new hero. As for upcoming events, as I mentioned, The Walking Dead, the final season, episode 4, is out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC today. Yoshi's Crafted World on the Switch is coming out on Friday, March 29th. And Tropico 6 is on PS4, Xbox One, and PC this Friday. Never played a Tropico game. They just keep popping them out, and I just haven't checked them out. Anyways, New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.